AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Air raid sirens were heard today in Israel. Hamas militants fired dozens of rockets into Israel. Israel responded in the Gaza Strip. There have been clashes with Israeli police at a Flashpoint religious site in Jerusalem. This is State Department spokesman Ned Price.
This is an unacceptable escalation. While we urge de-escalation on all sides, we also recognize Israel's legitimate right to defend itself, to defend its people.
Health officials in Gaza say at least 20 people, including 9 children, were killed. Colonial, the operator of a major fuel pipeline, hopes it can restore services by the end of the week. Colonial was the victim of a cyber attack. The FBI says the group responsible is called DarkSide. The group's members are Russian speakers, and the syndicate's malware is coded not to attack networks using Russian language keyboards. At the White House, President Biden is not immediately blaming Russia.
My administration will be pursuing a global effort of ransomware attacks by transnational criminals who often use global money laundering networks to carry them out.
The president also said a weaker than expected jobs report is a bump in the road.
We're moving in the right direction. So let's be clear. Our economic plan is working.
Millions of poor and middle-class Californians would get tax rebates up to $1,100 under a proposal unveiled by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. California has a $75 billion budget surplus. Capitol Police Inspector General Michael Bolton says the Capitol Police Force was hurt by inadequate intelligence gathering ahead of the January riot at the Capitol. Drone video of two critically endangered North Atlantic right whales swimming in Cape Cod Bay shows the animals appearing to embrace one another with their flippers. Scientists say such behavior is rarely observed and that it may have been the first time a whale hug was recorded from the air. Wall Street, the Dow finished down 34 points. This is AP News. Georgia's citizens' arrest law, dating back to 1863, has been repealed.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed House Bill 479 Monday, which repealed the state's Civil War-era citizens' arrest law. The bill was brought forth as part of the reaction to Ahmaud Arbery's death in February 2020. Arbery was fatally shot while jogging through a neighborhood near Brunswick, Georgia. Greg and Travis McMichael, a father and son who pursued Arbery, and William Roddy Bryan, a neighbor who joined the chase and recorded it on video, are all charged with murder. In signing the bill, Kemp said the old law was ripe for abuse. I'm Mike Gracia.
A man charged with stabbing two women of Asian descent at a San Francisco bus stop last week pleaded not guilty. A handcuffed Patrick Thompson was silent during a short court hearing. Both women are expected to survive after Tuesday's attack. Authorities haven't said whether the women were targeted because of their ethnicity. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.